Let me try that again. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Monster Girl Conquest Records Battle Orc. Yeah, it's a mouthful. This game is only on Steam right now, even though Shady Corner Games is coming to Jast, Kagra, and some other places. We still don't have this one on those sites. You only be able to get it on Steam right now. So, all right, let's get started. By the way, this is a Japanese game. We just localized it. It's been on DL site for a while. Basically, you fight and fuck monster girls. So, I mean, hey, that's fun, right? Option screen or use the V key. Okay, well, what is that? A variety of monster girls exist across the land. Let's subdue them with overwhelming orc power. Defeat the monster girls and breed them. Would you like to start the tutorial? Why not? When you move the cursor close to the terrain where the stage name is displayed, the terrain will flash and become selectable. Power up when you ejaculate by breeding your enemy. The increased number will be displayed at the bottom right of the map screen. Alright. Attack and defeat the enemy. So. Wow. These sound like Street Fighter sound effects. From Street Fighter 2. Okay, grab is the green button. Alright. Oh! Damn! Press and hold the attack button. Three levels, beat it with a charge punch. Wow. Bomb. Yeah. Pressing the dash button when taking damage allows an aversion. Okay. What's the dash button? Ow, damn. Hold on. There it is. Pressing the dash button when taking damage. Okay, cool. Alright. You have to be honor sprite. That kind of sucks, but... Ow. Did that do it? That's kind of hard. Okay, HP can recover by performing sex with defeated or restrained enemies. Ejaculating increases power by 1%. You can ejaculate immediately by pressing the Mega Crush button. So, sex is... it's the top button. Okay, so... Really get it in there, sir. Show her what's what. Alright. We have another one. Nearby is this. Okay. Press the button to on the magic circle to end the tutorial. Okay, so that's the game. Now, Shades told me there is a boss in these games. At the end of everything. Because this is kind of like, you know, Final Fight a little bit. But I was like, okay, but where's the bosses? You know, because that would have been cool to have a big, like, special Monster Girl boss at every single one of them. But, unfortunately, that's not what's going on here. Oh, there is a defeat the boss. It says clear condition defeat the boss, so maybe that's true. Town where many elves and beastmen live. There are a few people with weapons and only a few are proud of their arms. Let's show off the strength of whatever. Clear condition, defeat the boss. Gallery unlock, fighting elves. Alright, mission start. Here we go. Boss, elf fighter. She uses her bare hands and range is short, but her attacks are fast. Be careful when her HP gets low. She will emit an aura and increase her attack power. Alright. So first of all, guys, the stick is absolutely freaking useless. You have to use the cross pad, so it's gonna feel way old school. And I think I'm supposed to bang these monster girls, but I don't know how. I guess, yeah, the other girls just watch. Okay. Come on. It's not what I'm trying to do. Bang, because if you don't get the power up. I do like how the other ones will stand there, though. Like, it'd be crazy if one tried to punch you while you were banging another. Beat the boss. Well, that didn't do nothing. Use. I think that's only if you run low on health. I'm really, like, I'm kind of confused on this game. Like, I don't know how you get, like, more power. Didn't it say, like, breeding the monster girls is how you get power? I don't know. I guess I'm breeding them, technically. But I'm seeing a lot of the same monster girls. There's supposed to be 50 different types of monster girls in the game. Annie from Sex Positive Gaming said there was, like, a lot of them. But somebody told me there were robots. I don't see no robot girls yet. There, green one, what is your purpose in this town? You've finally shown yourself. Are you the leader here? You must be the orc who settled in the nearby hill. I'll beat you up and send you packing, so get ready. Fine, try it. I don't think I'm doing that right. I think I'm supposed to hold. Let me try this again. Damn! Well, there's the boss. She's like a dark-haired version of the original, so she's probably just a little stronger. Yeah, she's got a heck of a life bar. You see that? She ran off. Oh, no. Hold up. Hold up. Yeah, it's starting to remind me of Double Dragon a little bit. The way the... Damn! Wow, hold up. Oh shit, she's powering up like Goku. Alright, hold up, hold up. Oh, mission complete. Alright. Well, yeah, but I need to bang her, right? Like, isn't that what you want to do? Like, to... Definitely. Alright, let's look at this. Try it again. Alright. That's it for them. This game takes a little longer than I thought. Victory! You got them all pregnant. Alright, what's the next mission then? I only do one more mission and then after that I'm done, because it's getting late. But I did want to show this game a little bit. Remember, it's on Steam. It's not that expensive. It's pretty cheap. I think it might be like five, maybe it was $6-$7. I don't know. I don't know if it's still on sale though. Alright, so what's the new one? Wraith Mine, Orcs Home. Oh, okay. No. Acme Riverside, you can't go to any of these places. You go to the mine, you go to the riverside. It's in the riverside. Largest river in the region. Many of the people living nearby are light and quick. Beware of hit and dodging tactics. Clear condition, defeat the boss. And you get the Frog Ninja. She always moves around quickly. Great at evading while toying with her opponent. She doesn't engage in combat frequently, but she will throw kunai if you invade them, so be careful. Okay, we've got bee girls. And we have the ninja girls. I guess these are the ninja frog girls they were talking about. And we still have some fox girls. Ow. Like, that didn't feel too good. I'm really kind of glad Shady Corner Games got this one, because I remember seeing this one on DL's site, and I was like, oh yeah, this one actually looks like it might be kind of fun, but I would expect, like, more of a challenge. Like, the monster girls seem pretty easy to beat, and anybody that's played, like, old school Double Dragon knows that some of the, like, especially Double Dragon 3 on the Nintendo, that game can have some brutal... I'm serious, some of you young guys out there maybe watching, young girls watching, you don't realize how hard that game is to this day. We're not talking about the Double Dragon 3 on the arcade, we're talking about the Double Dragon 3 on the Nintendo. I was very, very bad at it. It was a very hard game to win. You had to be really good. I do want to bang this bee girl. Alright. Let me grab this. Throw it at that. That was dumb. Hold on, what is this? Oh, it's meat. I don't need it. Oh, there's another one. Defeat the boss. These stages aren't that long, but maybe there's a lot of them. Again, I'm not expecting a lot from this game because I didn't pay that much for it. This is not a Subverse level of content here. By the way, you guys, Subverse is coming out in summer, the 1.0. Not the current version, the 1.0 final. And even though I've played bits and pieces of the original, or the current version we have, I haven't played the whole game yet, and I'm waiting for the final game to release, because there's supposed to be a lot of story stuff and all that added. What does that mean? That's a strange way of speaking. Well, okay then, I'll quickly take care of her. Ninen, eliminate suspicious beasts. Carol! That it? Oh, that's the boss. Now, I was told that there was a super boss in this game. That's what Shades told me. Shades says there is a super boss, like a really tough one at the end of the whole game. I don't know, like, it's definitely made a pretty decent game, but honestly, these monster girls are kind of easy to beat. I mean, your orc has a lot of life, and they don't have that much, so you don't feel like you're really challenged. And, you know, you do the thing to restore health and gain power, but you're not really needing the health. Alright, hold on. Go ahead and hurry up with this. I don't think I even got anything from that. Alright. She's gonna be a pain in the butt. Yep. Oh yeah, my orc can't jump either. Call that green orcs can't jump, something like that. Oh, somebody turned into a... Okay, now if anybody knows that reference, that's actually Shadow Man from Mega Man 3. One of his attacks was to turn into a block of wood. Whoops. Ow. Alright, hold on. They are really starting to crowd me now. And when I said Mega Man 3, I meant the Mega Man 3 Power Battles game. That was one of his attacks to basically turn into that block of wood. It was a feint, like, oh, there's nobody here, it's just a block of wood kind of thing. It was a defense move. Damn, I'm really getting hammered now, guys. Shit. I need to bang some of these monster girls. And the orc actually has life, which means shit may get harder later. You notice it says orc times two, so he's got two lives. And I think these monster girls are going to continue to spam, so you need to just focus on the boss. Yeah, they are. They're going to continue to send them out. Oh, and she's fainting me, so that is a pain in the butt. Woo, I got her. Woo, that was actually a fight, guys. Damn. I'm actually kind of curious to the further stages in this game now. But, yeah, guys, that's, Magical Girl Battle Record Orc... Not Magical Girl. Monster Girl Battle Record Orc something. It's a really... They really should have made the name of this game a little simpler to remember. But you can get it on Steam right now for pretty cheap. Maybe it's still on sale. If not, you'll have to pay the full price. It doesn't seem to be censored. The version I bought came from Steam. I haven't added any patches or anything to it, so I guess it didn't really need one. But there you go, guys. That's the game. Of course, we can go to Mazen Town or Rafe Mine. There's a lot of different little areas. And the map might even be bigger than this, but I don't know. But yeah, it's fun, you know, it's a couple dollars. And of course, you can go and, as they showed you in the trailer, you can go look at the gallery. See? Here's all the different... Alright. Here's all the different monster girls that we've got so far. We don't have that many. See, there's a lot missing. See, we'll run through them real quick. See, there's not that many right now. And it, you can see, it's gonna loop around. There's a lot of monster girls that'll fill up in here. So if you're like, oh, there's only a handful of monster girls. No, there's 51 different types of monster girls in the game. Which is fair, and I bet the number one is the big one, the big boss, which I was told what it is, but I'm not telling you what it is, because why spoil secrets, right? Play the game for yourself. I mean, that's the fun thing about gaming, is it not? Whether you're playing an adult game or a non-adult game, finding secrets and surprises is one of the best things about gaming. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Adult Games Corner with another great adult game. I'm out for the night. See you guys later.